Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
The Fender Basin boys basketball team ended the 2022-23 season with their fourth appearance in a row in the state championship tournament. However, Thunder Basin could not defend their state title as they lost to Cody in the first round of the tournament 51-26, and they were eliminated in the Constellation semifinals, losing to Riverton 48-43. Even though the Bolts did not return to Gillette with another state championship, Bolts head coach Rory Williams is proud of how the team went through this season while playing for a lost teammate.
I don't have words to explain it. I think it's unexplainable for what this team has been through. I think love, resiliency, perseverance, whatever you want to put on top of that, this team had. And after December 26th, they were playing for one reason, and I thought they did a really good job of that. And I don't think anyone will ever know what they were going through, myself included, but how they represented themselves, how they played for a lost teammate, how they represented the Sorensen family, that's going to go down in the books. And you know, they just learned so many lifelong lessons along with it, and I can't be more prouder for them.
What do you think, Rory, are some of the biggest life lessons that this team learned throughout the season?
Just to be together, to love one another, to be a great teammate, to pick each other up, to know that, you know, basketball is a round ball and it can help you grieve, but we weren't about the round ball this year, but it helped them. And so I just love all our guys, and what they were able to do with such heavy hearts was nothing but short of amazing.
The Bolt boys had two representatives on the 4A All-State team, with Caden LaFrenboise and Bodie Williams representing Fender Basin. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.